For the best in smoking enjoyment, get the cigarettes with the golden tobaccos, Raleigh's.
Oh, is that what...
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard and Wonderful Smith. Orchestra playing Diggin' for Dex. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Truman.
Hello, Red. My, you look healthy tonight, old boy. You been taking care of yourself?
Yeah, I'm up every morning bright and drooly.
Stop your kidding, Red. I know you take good care of yourself. You don't smoke, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't drink, do you?
No.
You don't go out?
That I do. But seriously, though, Truman, I'm really very careful about my health. For instance, yesterday is the first time I've been swimming this winter.
Oh, did you go swimming down at the Santa Monica Beach yesterday?
Yeah.
Say, wasn't the water kind of cold?
Yeah, but I went right in the water.
You did, huh?
Yeah. I never did find out who pushed me, though. Say, I saw Lum and Abner down at the beach.
Oh, Lum and Abner. Yeah. What were they doing?
Well, they were looking at all the girls in the new bathing suits and saying, "That's a wonderful world, Clem. It's a wonderful world."
Hi, Red.
How are you, Harriet? Say, I was just telling Brad about going swimming down at the beach.
Swimming? Was it fun?
Yeah, but, a very embarrassing thing happened. All the time I was swimming, a Great Dane would swim out and fetch me back up on the beach, see? And then the embarrassing thing happened.
Yeah.
The fellow that owned the Great Dane yelled, "Rover, either bury it or throw it back in the ocean."
Say, Red, how do you like the girls? How do they look this year?
Well, swell, but, the shortage in the material has affected the suits. Boy, the girls down there, they should look like they're wearing suntan oil with a zipper. But you should have seen me, though, in my suit. It's a little old-fashioned.
Well, how do you mean, Red, a little old-fashioned?
Well, it's the first suit I ever saw that bagged in the knees at the waist.
Sound very dashing, old fellow.
Yeah, in that suit I had to be. I was so embarrassed when I walked out to the pool, though.
Why? What happened?
Well, somebody had put itching powder in my shorts. Now I know what they mean by blitzkrieg.
Gosh, you must have been a sensation.
Yeah, everybody stared at me. But I stared right back through the moth holes.
Red, if your suit is so outdated, why don't you get another one? Mm. Why, the modern bathing suits fit like a charm.
Yeah, I know. One of the girls there was wearing a suit that fitted like a charm.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the lifeguard made her take it off and put it back on her bracelet.
Red, I think a fellow in your position should wear the latest kind of swimsuit.
Well, I have one of those new Catalina swimsuits, but I was a little disappointed in it.
You're disappointed in your Catalina swimsuit?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I tried it out, and it didn't take me anywhere near Catalina.
Red, you sure had a swell day for swimming, though.
Yeah, the water was nice and warm. Gee.
I was in hot water once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yeah, I called up and a man answered.
Say, Red, where do you get undressed at the beach? Have you got a bathhouse?
No, I just ride down to the beach and undress in whatever I'm riding in.
Yeah.
Today I got arrested.
Arrested? Well, why?
I was riding a bicycle.
Say, Red, where do you stay down there?
Well, I stay at a little broken-down hotel near Santa Monica Pier. It's called the El Rancho Squirto.
Now, wait, the El Rancho Squirto?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just what it sounds like. It's only 75 cents a day, and at that place, tipping is prohibited, I keep telling myself.
Well, it sounds cheap enough to me.
Oh, it's cheap, all right. For 15 cents extra, they give you a towel. For 20 cents extra, they wash it. For 50 cents extra, everybody comes around and watch you use it. Hey, what are you thinking about, Harriet?
The El Rancho Squirto.
Yeah.
I never heard of it. Is it a large hotel?
No, it's just a small place. What else can you expect from a crouch of a tree?
It was really small, all right.
Yeah, the manager asked me if I would mind sharing my bathroom with someone.
Who was it?
143rd Field Artillery. Yeah, but I had a good time, though. The ocean was cold, but... So I went over to the swimming pool next door.
Say, was the swimming pool full?
Yeah, but they were nice about it. They cleaned it out and put water in it. Say, you know, all the girls down on the beach have those... they let the straps down, you know, so their shoulders will get tanned evenly.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, one guy had a terrific time down on the beach. He ran around snipping with scissors. But the cops finally caught me.
I cut out paper dolls once.
You did, Ozzy? Why?
I don't know. They never took our straitjackets off long enough to tell us.
Say, Harriet, have you been down to the beach yet?
Oh, no, thanks. It's too near a certain oil field to suit me.
Oh, I see.
Besides, the water's too cold. Well, I saw a midget down there wearing a smudge pot.
Red, I suppose there are a lot of bathing beauties at the Hotel El Squirto, huh?
Yeah, I never saw so much girls.
Red, you mean so many girls?
No, they were all in shorts. There was one girl there that was so bow-legged, and every time she crossed her legs, she still had about 3 feet to go. But boy, the suits the girls are wearing.
Did your eyes pop out?
How could they pop out? They hadn't popped in from the last time yet.
I saw a girl in a short bathing suit once.
You did?
Yes, it was so short that...
That what?
Yes.
Say, Red, how's your swimming? Are you a good swimmer?
Yeah, I'll say. I've been a good swimmer ever since that night long ago.
What night long ago?
The night my father put me in a burlap bag and threw me in the river. I picked up a new stroke today. It's called the dog paddle.
Are you any good at it?
Well, when I got out of the water, there was a guy from the city pound waiting there with me for me with a net.
Say, were there many celebrities at the beach?
Hmm?
Were there many celebrities at the beach while you were there?
Yeah, I'll tell you who it was as soon as I find my place, man.
Who did you see down there?
Edward Arnold was swimming down at the beach.
Edward Arnold. Say, Red... Is Edward Arnold really as big as he looks on the screen?
Well, to give you an idea, he was doing the dead man's float, see?
Uh-huh.
And the lifeguard spied him and yelled, "Heavens to Betsy! The Normandy's capsized again!" Lovely Lady Be Good, played by Ozzie Nelson and his onesome. And very good, too.
Hey, Mr. Skelton, hide me.
What's up, wonderful?
A gal's after me. I proposed to her, and now she wants to marry me.
Well, why don't she?
That ain't what I proposed.
Ah, come on, wonderful. You know what's the matter with you and the girls? You haven't got the proper technique when it comes to proposing. You know, to start off, first you get down on your knees.
Yeah, I do. Then I always forgets and start shining a shoe.
Well, look, I'll tell you what you do, wonderful. You stick around, and I'll teach you how to propose. First, we have two cowboys, Deadeye and Beetle Puss. They're really rough and tough, and they're both in love with the same girl, and they're heading for her house at this very moment. So, So I'll be Deadeye, and Ozzie, you be Beetlepuss.
Well, Beetlepuss, you might as well go home, because you ain't got a chance with that pinball.
What makes you think I ain't got a chance with pinball?
Well, you're too bull-legged. She don't want a... She wants a man, not a pair of pliers.
I ain't so bull-legged.
Oh, no? Then what become of your horse?
Gosh, slipped out from under me again. Say, Deadeye, don't you never wear no spurs?
No, I don't need to wear spurs.
Why not?
Long toenails. Now, come on, Beetlepuss. I'll race you to Pinball's house.
Okay, let's race.
Okay.
Whoa!
Hello, Beetlepuss. What kept you so long?
Gee, Deadeye, you sure got here quick.
Yeah, my horse should be along any minute now.
Where's Pinball?
Well, she ain't up yet. She had a tough bout at the wrestling arena last night.
Gee, did her opponent pin her shoulders to the mat?
Yeah, with a railroad spike, too. Hey, look, here she comes downstairs now.
Oh, that's what I get for washing my feet. Hello, Deadeye. What's cooking?
Well, if it smells like coffee, it's coffee. If it smells like something else, it's me.
Hello, Pinball.
Hello, short, dark, and bull-legged.
Am I bull-legged, Deadeye?
I told you that while ago. Well, Beetlepuss, when you run, you look like an egg beater.
How about a kiss, Pinball?
Okay.
Kinda juicy, ain't it? Say, Pinball, I'm all puckered up, too.
Yeah, you better stop eating that alum.
Yeah. Say, Pinball, we've come to see you on a mission. We both want to marry you.
Okay, but which one's gonna take the graveyard shift?
Looks like you're out of luck again, Beetlepuss.
Say, Deadeye, them's mighty pretty boots you're wearing.
Yeah?
I like the way you spilled a good humor on the feet.
I didn't spill no good humor. Them's my toes.
Oh, look, boys, here comes my new butler.
Kind of snazzy in that outfit, ain't he?
Excuse me, ma'am, shall I serve that Central Avenue postum now?
Central Avenue postum?
Yeah, it's for people who can't drink coffee. It's gin.
Is it strong?
I'll say it's strong. Why, the first drink you take, you see a horse.
Yeah? What happens when you take the second drink?
You gets on and ride off.
Good, huh?
Good? Why, the first three drinks you take, you don't feel nothing.
Yeah?
And the fourth drink you take, nothing feels you.
Say, wonderful. Where did you get that gin?
Oh, my pappy made it. He ain't drinking as much as he used to.
How can you tell?
It's only running out of one ear now. Oh, say, Mr. Deadeye, yeah. I saw you ride up here, and you sure is some horseman.
Well, speaking of riding, tell me, Sitting Bull. You are an Indian, ain't you? Are you a good cowboy?
Why, no, sir, I ain't very good. I couldn't rope a stare if it was a state.
You mean you never rode across the desert?
No, sir. I'm scared of them coyotes.
Oh, them coyotes won't hurt nobody. You see my left hand?
Well, no, I don't.
I was wrong about them coyotes, wasn't I?
But I gotta be going now. My gal's waiting for me. She's probably sitting on pins and needles.
Sitting on pins and needles?
Yeah, we is tough here in the West.
Yeah, well, you can leave us now. Pinball's gonna choose one of us boys.
Or maybe I could help out with some good advice.
Yeah, what kind of help can you be?
Well, I knows everything there is to know about love and women.
Yeah?
Why, I'm called the John Barrymore of Central Avenue.
Well, then, speak up, man.
Well, I was out last night with a gal. She had flaming fire in her eyes.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I bought some hot dogs and we hit a barbecue.
Say, wonderful. If you were me, which one of these critters would you marry?
Well, I don't think I would marry that Deadeye.
Deadeye, you shot him down in cold blood.
What do you mean, cold blood? I'll give you 6-5, he's still warm.
Take it, miss. I'm an awful fast dyer.
Did he hit you wonderful?
Well, I wasn't born with pear stairs.
Well, now, Pinball, now that the butler's gone... Got a hand for dying. How do you like that? Which one of us are you going to marry?
Well, I've got a lot of money.
Yeah, you marry me, Pinball, and I'll stick him up and take that money away from him. I love you, gal. I love your dancing. Come on, gal. Let's see you dance the hula hula.
The hula hula? What's that?
It's like Jell-O, only faster.
Say, Pinball, that's a pretty sweater you're wearing. Where did you get the wool?
Oh, we finally got around to cropping Grandpa.
Well, you can make another one next year when it's Grandma's turn. Now, come on, Pinball. Which one of us do you want?
Well, they say the best man always wins.
There, you see, Beetle Puss? You can go on home now. Well, I got Pinball right in the hollow of my head.
Pinball, listen to me. I'm crazy about you. When I look at you, I want to crush you into little pieces.
Really?
Yes. Tell me, do you think I'm a cad?
No, whoever saw a cad with a tail?
Them's fighting words, did I?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it, I'll blow you to bits.
Boys, why don't you bury the hatchet?
Okay, the feud's off. Come on, gal, sit down on something that ain't moving. And get me a drink.
Here you are, Deadeye, here's a drink.
Thanks. What on earth did you put in that drink, Beetle Puss?
Water.
Water! Give me my gun, the feud's on again. And remember, I'm a better man than you are. I got hair on my chest.
I had a hair on my chest once.
Yeah, what happened to it?
I used it up. I needed a toothpick.
Deadeye, you've been courting me for almost 10 years now.
That's right, 10 years.
Well, what are you waiting for? A free game?
Look, Pinball, I love you. When I look in your eyes, you remind me of the lights on the back of a train. One red one and one green one.
Oh, I bet you tell that to all your girls.
Well, how could I? You the only one looks like the super chief. And no kidding, Pinball. One look at you and my heart starts jumping like I was crossing Hollywood Boulevard against the light.
Gee, what passion.
That settles it. I gotta have Pinball there, Beetle Puss. So start reaching for your shooting irons. And the one who's the fastest on the draw gets the gal. Now, I'll count three.
Of course, you're going to be fair and square about this.
Why, sure. You know me. Honest, did I?
Are you sure you're not going to give me that old 1-2-boom-3 stuff?
So help me, if I tell the truth, I never shot a man before saying three. If I tell the truth. You can trust me, old honest, did I?
Oh.
My good side says play square, but who am I to argue with the old devil?
You ready? 1, 2, 3. And that, folks, is why they call me Honest Deadeye.
We all live in the same building and we have to. There's no lock on the bathroom door.
Getting back to people proposing, we have a lady and her little boy. His aunt's boyfriend is on his way over to the house to propose, so let's see what happens. Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean old kid, huh?
Yes! Junior, where are you?
I had out tied here, trying to find something to occupy me with a hand.
Junior, what a nice surprise.
What you talking about, Mommy?
Well, this rock garden, and you built it all by yourself.
No, I didn't build it. I took my tongue out at that tough little kid next door, and then...
And then what?
Rock garden.
Well, you'd better come in now. I want you to get washed up. You're very dirty.
Yeah, I am dirty, and all the other kids are jealous.
Why should they be jealous? They're dirty, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm the only one that contains activated charcoal.
Well, come on inside, and don't slam the door.
Okay.
What was that about the door, Mummy?
Never mind. Now, Junior, I want you to behave. Your Aunt Irene's boyfriend's coming over.
You mean old Dizzy coming over to make Goo-Goo Eye the dopey?
Junior, such talk. You better stop hanging around that pool room so much. You'll have the whole town talking like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope this guy ain't her usual type of jerk.
Now, he's a very nice boy. Why, your aunt always has nice boyfriends.
Yes, I know.
Once she even had a fellow who wrote love letters to her in Latin.
Yeah. Julius Caesar.
Now, you go into the bathroom. Go on, go into the bathroom and take a nice warm shower.
Okay, I will take a shower. Hey, Mary!
What?
Get me some dry clothes, will ya?
Junior, you're supposed to take your clothes off when you take a shower.
Now she told me.
You're a naughty boy, Junior.
I know I am, but it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, when I was born, you shouldn't have got a witch doctor.
Well, go on. Change your clothes and hurry. Your aunt's boyfriend will be here any minute.
Okay. Mommy.
Yes, dear.
Where did I come from? Did you find me in a cabbage?
No, in an apple.
Yeah. Well, I wormed that out of you, didn't I? Uh-oh, there's somebody at the door. If it's a true officer, tell them we don't want him.
Junior, I'm busy. You go see who it is.
Okay.
Now, be careful. Don't let them see you.
I won't. I will look through the crack in me head.
Oh, don't be so silly. Open the door a little.
Okay.
Well, hello, little boy. How are you?
What you doing? Working your way to college?
No, I've already been to college.
What's the matter? Didn't you get waited on?
Now, take it easy, little boy.
Don't you hit me. Hey, what is you, a man or a mouth?
I'm Irene's boyfriend.
Oh, a whoop. Come in. Hey, mummy doll. The sucker's here.
Little boy, you remember me. I'm your aunt's beau.
Yeah, you remember me, too, don't you? I'm the shakedown kid. 25 cents, play.
Well, gosh, last time it was only a dime.
I know, but
well,
haven't
well, heard... well, what'll it be next time?
Haven't you heard of the amusement tax?
Yeah, but do you raise it
quarter.
Each time?
Yeah, give me that quarter.
All right, here.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute, Bob. Get that slug.
It's a real quarter.
Oh, yeah. I will bite it to make sure. All right. Look, I got a V for victory smile.
Oh, hello, young man.
Oh, how do you do? Well, Junior, is this your mother?
That's what they tell me.
Yes, I'm Junior's mother.
Yeah. Well, I never would have known it. You're so young.
Yeah, Mommy does look young, don't she, huh?
She certainly does.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin used to tell her the same thing.
Junior! Benjamin Franklin has been dead for 120 years.
What a memory! What a memory!
Now, I'm not that old, am I, Junior?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to woodshed.
Say, just a minute. Why are you walking around me like that?
I am chasing you. Hey, Mommy, you is wrong. He ain't got two heads.
Junior! Won't you come in? Irene isn't here yet. She walks home from work, you know.
Yeah, and she had a tough time getting past that brewery, you know.
This is a very nice place you've got here.
Yes, it is.
Where's your father?
He's downstairs in the cellar, in his laboratory.
Your father works pretty hard, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's worth it. He's got them pictures of Lincoln and Washington down pretty good now.
Junior! Shame on you.
Oh, you broke my widow head. You broke me. Oh, me widow ears are ringing.
Well, some sulfur and molasses will take care of that.
The all-clear signal just sounded about. Hey, Romeo, come here.
Yes?
I got a proposition for you.
Speak up, son. What is it?
Well, for a small sum, I can arrange a blackout in the living room at the proper time.
Won't you come into the parlor, young man?
Thank you very much.
Not you, Junior. You can't go into the parlor.
Now, you let me go in the parlor, I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you go out every morning and swipe cream off of all the milk bottles in the neighborhood.
Junior!
Not only that, you lick the stopper, too.
I'll give it to you. Where's my switch?
No, I ain't afraid of no switch.
All right, where's my lead pipe?
Uh-oh. Good night, Mommy. Oh, I think I will sneak in the living room. That's right where they will be. Gee, look at all that space underneath that sofa. What a spot for a listening post. I wonder about big enough to crawl under. It looks big enough. If I do, I do a whipping. I do it. Here I go. Ooh, low bridge. Ooh, I'll be slap happy time I get under it. Oh, look what I found. Me little red rubber ball I lost. Here's the rest of that sandwich I couldn't eat last week. Look at this toothpick. That's no good, though. Still got a tooth in it. I wonder what that wooden thing is over there with a wire on it. And my favorite dish, cheese. I will... Ooh. Who put that mousetrap under here? Uh-oh, somebody just sat down. I will listen to the conversation.
Well, here we are, dearest.
Yes, all alone.
Yeah, all alone.
Yes, all alone. All by ourselves.
Yoo-hoo! Peeping Tom!
What was that?
Oh, that's probably Junior upstairs. Oh.
I got a good idea. I would light this match and give him a hop foot.
Darling, you know, there's something I've always wanted to tell you.
Yes. What is it?
Well, every time I'm near you, I feel like saying...
I better get out of here by fast.
Junior, what are you doing? You go to bed.
Did you give me that hot foot?
Look, mister, don't get discouraged. Sooner or later, I will run out of ideas.
Gee whiz, isn't there ever any peace and quiet in this house?
He doesn't know me very well, does he? Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to see his girl, and little does he know that she's trying to hook him. And as the scene opens, it's a beautiful day, and Clem is walking down the road.
Well, here I am on my way to my girl. Gee, I feel good today. I don't want to walk without you, Hetty. Gee, what a beautiful spring day. The sun's shining, the birds are singing, the flowers are blooming. Gee, what a beautiful day. Too bad I bumped in that skunk back there. Well, here's Daisy June's house. I know she's home, too, because she sent her bustle out to get welded.
Why, hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy June.
Still love me. That's good. Clem, what are you doing in my garden?
I'm picking you some flowers. Uh-oh, there's a bee.
Where's the bee?
He's right there on your shoulder. Hold still, I'll get him.
Why, Clem?
Well, what do you know? I missed him a mile.
You better get busy and bend my nose back into shape. Clem, you look different today. What did you do? Wash your face?
Yep, and I washed behind my ears, too.
Oh, you really washed behind your ears, Clem?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, and them lima beans were coming along so nice, too. Oh, gee, it's a beautiful day. Everything's in bloom.
Yeah, everything's in bloom. I can see your old man's nose from here.
Clem, are you insinuating that my old man has a red nose?
Well, I wouldn't say it was red. It's sort of a magenta.
You should talk with your face.
Well, there's nothing wrong with my face. You know what my mother said about it this morning?
No, what?
Well, my mother said that I've got the only face in town that looks like Bernstein's grotto.
Well, your mother's prejudiced.
Yeah.
And anyway, it sure is a pretty day.
Ain't it, though?
Doesn't it make you want to do things, Clem? Hmm? Doesn't it make you want to do things?
Yep. Sure does. Let's go down to the butcher store and tickle pickled pig's feet.
Let's do something exciting, Clem.
Okay. Let's go up in the woods and flop turtles over on their backs.
Oh, no. Let's stop here at this little brook and let our feet dangle in the water.
Okay, I'll skim off my shoe.
Why, Clem, I never knew you had six toes.
You mean you ain't got six toes?
Well, of course not. People only have five toes.
Yeah? Well, how do they keep their shoes on?
How do you like my new hairdo, Clem?
Oh, it's fine, fine. I like it nice and stringy.
Maybe I should wear it in that new upswept style, hmm?
Yo, you come over to my house and I'll lend you my broom. Hmm? See, this tight collar's killing me. It's awful tight.
Well, why don't you take it off, Clem? Them Buster Browns is out of fashion anyhow.
Okay, I'll take it off.
What happened?
I busted my Buster.
Say, Clem.
Yeah?
Clem, what do you like best about me?
Your teeth.
My teeth?
Yep, they're at a nice age. Not strong enough for candy, not weak enough to fall out.
You know something, Clem?
What?
Ain't this nice weather for getting married?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, Clem, don't be so wishy-washy. It's spring. Tell me, doesn't it do something to you? Don't you feel nothing?
Well, come to think of it, I do feel something way down someplace.
Yes, yes.
Well, look at that. I've been sitting on a frog.
Oh, Clem, you know you want to marry me.
I do?
Well, sure, it's written all over your face.
Yeah, but it's in your handwriting.
Well, all the girls I know are getting married.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Lulu and her fella went a berry picking, and they got married. Ella Mae and her fella, they went berry picking, and they got married. And the same thing happened to Flo and Joe.
You know, there must be something in that berry picking besides berries.
Well, Clem, don't you want to kiss me?
Okay, here she comes. Oh, I forgot about my bubble gum.
Come on, Clem, let's elope.
Elope? What's that? How do you do that, huh?
Oh, well, it's easy. You just come after me with a ladder.
What? With all these rocks laying around?
You and me have been a-going steady for 20 years, ain't we?
It only seems like about 19.
Well, Clem, if you don't want me, there's somebody else.
Somebody else wants you?
That's right.
Who is it, Lockheed?
Nope, it ain't. It's Farnsworth Aslop. He wants to marry me. Look, he gave me a ring. See, it's a Pomona diamond.
A Pomona diamond?
Yeah, the engineer of the super chief throws them at the station agent there.
Well, you can't marry Farnsworth Aslop. He's just asking you that to avoid the draft.
Oh, you think he's trying to avoid the draft?
Sure, he did the same thing in 1812.
Well, why don't you propose to me, Clem?
Okay, Daisy June, will you be my teammate?
Teammate?
Well, sure, you don't think I'm going to plow that field by myself, do you?
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Fred Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.